My next guest is Dr. Shoshana Bennett. And she is, as I said earlier in the show, she has a mission as well. I love it when we come out of the gate and we declare that we have a mission. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is a licensed psychologist, and she founded the Postpartum Assistance for Mothers organization in 1987 after her second undiagnosed postpartum illness. Dr. Shoshana is the immediate past president of Postpartum Support International and past president of California State Organizational Postpartum Health Alliance. She's a noted guest and lecturer, and she's got some books we're going to talk about and give away today, and is with us on the show. So, Benny, we're ready to go. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bennett.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you, Pat.
You know, I love this conversation today because here I have some very, very powerful women coming out of the gate and educating and informing all of us about things that women have not really wanted to talk about for years.
Right.
Postpartum depression is one of those things. Let me ask you this question. What is the motivation? What motivated you to come out of the gate and have this be your mission? Because you're a licensed psychologist, you could be doing many, many things.
Oh, Dr. Pat, I'm so glad you're. You know, this is personal experience, absolutely from personal experience. I was a special education teacher. I didn't even know where to start to answer your question. I mean, I wasn't a licensed psychologist. I was just minding my own business, very happy life, everything going well. Good marriage and good family and a house fine and ready, looking forward to the birth of our first child. And little did I know that I was about to be clunked over the head with an illness I hadn't even heard of yet. And there was no help for me when I went through this. I was not diagnosed the first time. It took 2.5 years before I started to regain my old self, and still went undiagnosed, had no idea what that horrible thing was, and went through it again. So honestly, I needed to do something with those devastating years. I had to turn it into something good, or it would have eaten me alive.
Well, and there is a lot of confusion, I think, around postpartum depression. And I think that you have really taken the conversation to the level that people can really look at it. I want to mention that Dr. Bennett is also the author of Postpartum Depression for Dummies and Beyond the Blues. And the blues, when we talk about that, we're referring to the baby blues.
Right.
And so we have grown up in a generation, and I don't know if this is still happening, maybe you can tell us, but, you know, there's a bunch of us that have grown up with this idea of you're a mother, just suck it up, and, march.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not supposed to be sad, you're not supposed to be depressed, and I can tell you that when my mother had me, she was sad and depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't really understand what's happening. How have you been able to tease this information apart?
You know, one of the reasons why I love your show is because this is about being real. I am all about that, that you speak about on your show and the guests that you have. Women need to be real with each other. It's as if there's been a conspiracy out there. You know, what I hear from women all day, every day is, why didn't anyone tell me? I mean, when moms are meeting other moms or pregnant people are talking with new moms, it's like everybody's pretending like it's all happy and gleeful, and aren't you excited? And that no one's talking. You know, when we meet each other in the park, when new moms are meeting each other, they don't say to each other, did you have a panic attack at 2 a.m? Like I did. I mean, we don't talk that way to each other.
No.
But the more real we are about, some of this doesn't feel good. And even without a mood disorder, like depression is, or like panic is, mothering is tough stuff. So it's okay to say that, this is really hard work. Let's talk about how we set up the plan of action for ourselves with breaks and with good nutrition and with good sleep. Yes, in fact, one can get that. With emotional support, with physical support, et cetera, therapy. We're talking with a good, strong person who specializes in this stuff. This is what we need to be talking about so that we can have a really happy and healthy start with our family.
So when you went through this, and you may have to hold this till, question till after the break, but when you went through this, did you have any understanding? I mean, were you surrounded by people that, you know, were there to nurture and support you? Or was it this this wake-up call? I mean, we've heard about Brooke Shields in the news,
right,
who really took this out to a level where, you know, people are talking about it. People,
yes,
are debating the, you know, there's a debate.
Yes.
Not sure who's debating it. I mean, how do you tell a mother that's, you know, in the middle of this that she doesn't really have that? But all of this is, it sounds like it's new news. Is it new news?
No. As far back as women have been having babies, a certain percentage have been depressed. And so another certain percentage have been psychotic and been having panic. So this has always existed. In the time of Hippocrates, it was called milk fever. And there were all kinds of other theories about, you know, what made a woman, quote-unquote, lose her mind, lose her rational self. No, this is not a new phenomenon at all. It is also not just a Western phenomenon, which people often think. And Brooke Shields did a beautiful job, very, very authentic, very real, coming forward and telling her story. And she really gave us such a forum as these debates, as you say, came up. And, as, you know, I was interviewed quite a bit regarding this. She really gave us a chance to put some, you know, good information,
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, let's take a short break. When we come back, we've got lots to talk about. We've got a couple of copies of books to give away. We've got lots to do right here on the Dr. Pat Show. My guest today, Dr. Shoshana Bennett, and we're just warming up. Stay tuned, everyone.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
What would your life be like if you were outrageously joyful? If you have never even considered outrageous joy, then don't miss the Dr. Pat Show with life empowerment coach Tara Crete, author of the ebook Living a Life with Zero Regrets, 5 Radical Ways to Be Outrageously Joyful. Tara will show you how to change your life in her dynamic 4-week teleclass series starting in March. Log on to innergood.com. That's innergood.com for your outrageous joy.
Come join Dr. Pat Thursday, April 19th for a live radio broadcast at Lunch for Your Soul from the beautiful Ivers Banquet Room on Lake Union. Enjoy a delicious lunch with Amazon Herb Teas. Network with other conscious guests. Browse vendor tables and listen to master alchemist and aromatherapy expert Mikhail Zayat sharing his wisdom of essential oils. Reserve your seats early by visiting livingwellsanctuary.com. That's livingwellsanctuary.com or call 765-210-9692. In our society, it's normal to be hindered by negative emotions, limiting beliefs, and conflicting priorities. Have you ever wanted to identify and eliminate the most common blocks to enjoy peace of mind, personal success, and a life filled with love, joy, and happiness? The Empowering Your Life process is truly an extraordinary development for the world today. Call 800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com to learn about the May 4th through the 6th event in Seattle, Washington. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Empowerment Partnership, wherever you think you are, you're more than that.
If you've ever thought, someday I'm going to be smarter about money, then you're in for luck, because someday is here. 7 Steps to Financial Mastery for Women, Becoming Your Own Prince Charming, is an inspirational and fun financial workshop unlike anything you've ever experienced. Transform your thinking, overcome internal blocks, and discover 7 simple steps to creating wealth in a workshop April 30th in Seattle. It's about far more than money. It's a rite of passage into your power. To register, call 800-599-4950 or visit srinstitute.com/Barbara Stanning. That's April 30th in Seattle. To register, call 800-599-4950 or visit srinstitute.com/Barbara Stanning. That's STANNY.
1150KKNW.com. Your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I'm here with my guest today, Dr. Shoshana Bennett. And let me just give out the website for those of you that are listening and want to take it down and pass it on. There's a lot of great information there. I also want to mention that she's got a book out called Postpartum Depression for Dummies, as well as Beyond the Blues. And all of this is available through the website. We're going to be giving away a copy of that book in a minute. The website is www.postpartumdepressionhelp.com, postpartumdepressionhelp.com. And she's with us today because she's about taking this message out into the world. You know, Dr. Bennett, it's so difficult sometimes for women to step up and tell their family members what's going on. And in your opinion, how many women do you think actually come out and say, this is what's going on with me?
You know, a lot of that depends on who their family members are. And certainly we hope that once they get the education that they need, they would be able to support their loved ones, the moms going through it, you know, adequately and well. So a lot of what I am writing about, or some of what I actually address in Postpartum Depression for Dummies, is a chapter for the loved ones so that they can get themselves educated. They will know what to say and what not to say in order to, you know, support these women. For the most part, as long as a woman has proper information herself and she can help herself release any inappropriate shame or guilt or embarrassment she has about this, it's much easier for her to go to her loved ones and say, here's what's been going on with me, here's how you can help me, here's what I need from you. So it all is going in the right direction.
What is the what is the question that women are asking you most when you're out and about doing the talks that you do and being on radio? And I know you've been on television, you've been on 2020. What are the questions people are asking?
The women themselves who are suffering, you mean?
Yes.
Well, first, they're statements. Sometimes they're just sort of astonished. Like, I thought I was all by myself. I felt like I was all alone. So they are tremendously relieved. I think if I had to pick one word, it would be relief that this is so common. We're talking about 1 in 6, Dr. Pat. I mean, this is a very high statistic, you know, of women who are suffering at least on some level, anywhere from mild to severe, and it certainly is on a continuum. But they are often very surprised and very relieved. Also, they are extremely happy that it isn't necessarily about instantly going on medication. I mean, medication, certainly for some, can be very helpful, but often it's not needed. And so for them to learn that they can get help, they should get help as fast as possible, and work with somebody, hopefully, who specializes in the area, in the field, I should say. And they're so glad that there's an end to what they've been suffering. When they feel the hope that there could be a light at the end of that tunnel, that's what I hear the most.
Well, let me do this. I want to open up the phone lines to anyone that may have any questions at 800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Call in. First two people that call in, we'd like to give you a copy of the book, Postpartum Depression for Dummies. That's 1-800-930-2819. We'd like to get your questions on the air if you have them. Benny can take them down for you, but make sure that you let him know you'd like a copy of the book. I was looking at some the description you have on your website about postpartum depression and what it is. And I was just blown away by the attributes that you have listed here. And I wonder if we could take a minute and go over them.
Sure.
It starts out with, right out of the gate, anxiety, lack of energy, sleeping problems, and confusion.
Yes.
Frequent crying, low self-esteem, guilt feelings, eating problems.
Mm-hmm.
Irritability or anger, overwhelmed feelings, forgetfulness, decreased sex drive, mood swings, and hopelessness. I mean, that is a load to be carrying around.
It certainly is.
Why has this been undetected so far? I mean,
well, You know, I certainly want to say right off the bat that it is all going in the right direction. There are more and more professionals who are interested in learning about this. You know, good people out there, good practitioners who want to be able to serve women. You know, the biggest barriers to treatment are the symptoms themselves, which is so unfair. You know, the symptoms themselves meaning guilt, embarrassment, shame. I mean, when a woman is feeling inadequate as a mother, or as a wife, or as a woman, you know, it's very hard for her to come out of the closet, so to speak, and say, there's something wrong here. Because she's thinking it's some kind of a character flaw, or a personality weakness, or it says something bad about her. So that is really the main reason that women aren't coming forward. They're afraid of being judged, mainly because they're judging themselves.
So in this conversation, I mean, you have to go to a place of hope. I know I mentioned the Brooke Shields expose, let's call it, and how that really brought the conversation to the forefront. Are we getting better at really dealing with this in the medical medical profession, so to speak? You know what I'm saying? Is there becoming more ways for people to be educated, or is this pretty much you and a handful of people?
Well, again, would I like there to be more and faster? Of course. You know, those of us with a mission, it can never happen fast enough. But, you know, back in the 80s when I first started, there were really, really, I mean a handful of us, maybe five, you know, around North America. You know, so, and now there are many, many more. There are trainings. I mean, I for the last many years, as a matter of about 15 years, I've been training medical professionals, mental health professionals, traveling to make sure that we all sort of clone ourselves and sort of train trainers so that if I had my way, there'd be a support group on every corner. So it is definitely getting better, but it is a grassroots movement. I mean, women themselves have been getting themselves educated, and they are demanding help. I mean, when they go into their hospitals or wherever they deliver it and say, where's my group? You know, so actually hospitals are being hit in the pocketbook if they don't have something to provide their patrons. That's really how it started. There are more and more people who are learning about it, coming to my trainings, coming to Postpartum Support International's trainings. I helped to write that curriculum. There are now other trainers teaching that curriculum, and it's excellent. Postpartum.net is where they would go to learn about the next training there. You know what? Am I answering your question, Dr.
Yeah,
Pat?
You are. No, you're answering my question, because one of the things that I want to make sure that folks know, the reason I love doing the show with you is because I think that it's one thing, Shoshana, to have a conversation with the women that are directly, that are potentially affected. I want to appeal right now to the mothers of those women in this conversation, because what we're saying here is that your child, your daughter, may not be able to speak up for herself. And for me, it is both the mothers and the fathers that of the children, right? The daughters that are going to be carrying newborns. So what I'm saying here is that this is such an important conversation to take multi-generationally.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Grandparents, parents, certainly partners of the women. You know, this is a familial issue. I mean, if it affects her, it affects the entire family. And very, very frequently, and I'm so glad you brought that up, frequently it really does take the support people coming forward. You know, when I get calls from the parents of these moms, or the partners, or another loved one, a friend, friends are very frequently calling me and saying, you know, my loved one, my friend, my daughter, etc., has these things going on, what can I do? Oh, I know that mother's going to be okay. She's got people around her who are seeking the help out for her, which is sometimes very much needed. that mom might be just too depressed to pick up the phone.
And, you know, that's what I want to say. For those of you listening to the show, we've got the phones ringing. What I want to say is we want to take your questions here today. We're going to give first two callers a copy of the book. Benny's getting the phones right now. One of the things I read in the article that you published, I think this article is up on your website, Postpartum Depression Help, Understanding Postpartum Depression. One of the things that you say, and I really want to talk about this, is that if left untreated, there is an increased risk of her child developing psychiatric disturbances.
Right.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. I mean,
does anybody know that?
Well, the research is out there, and there is a plethora of information as far as what untreated maternal depression can cause. And women are thinking, you know, because of all the myths, you know, if I should be able to do this all myself and I shouldn't need help and what's wrong with me, I'm going to tough this out. What they do when they don't go forward and get help, it keeps going and going and going. It doesn't necessarily go away by itself. And untreated maternal depression hurts families. It wreaks havoc on the marriage. It also causes problems often with the children being raised with depressed mothers. So, I mean, the message is get help as fast as possible. And in the Dummies book, I don't mean to push my wares, but if you want a quick place to go and reference it, how to find somebody who really knows what they're doing. Because not just any therapist is going to be able to help, even if they know depression, even if they know anxiety or women's issues. This is a specialty. So get help as soon as possible for the benefit of your entire family. Do it for your kids.
All right, let's take a short break. When we come back, more with Dr. Shoshana Bennett. I think we have a caller. We're taking calls today. 1-800-930-2819. We've got a book, another book to give away. 1-800-930-2819. And this may not be for you directly, but if you've got a daughter and you're thinking about this and you want to get her educated and informed, this is the way to do it. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back after this short break.
Anything you want done, babe.
Here, Meals on Wheels, we delivered over 400,000 meals to the homes of the housebound and elderly all throughout King County. But you know what? Meals on Wheels, hey, we're running out of gas. Due to rising fuel prices, lower government assistance, we're unable to deliver over 100,000 meals this year. Get us back on the road. Help us. Watch for the March-April Meals on Wheels Fund Drive and learn more at 206-268-6785. Thanks.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
Finally, a financial workshop designed specifically for women. 7 Steps to Financial Mastery, Becoming Your Own Prince Charming, is a hands-on inspirational seminar unlike anything you've ever taken. Demystify money, transform your thinking, and discover 7 simple steps for creating wealth. So join Barbara Stanley May 4th in Chicago and May 22nd in Boston. To register, call 800-599-4950 or visit srinstitute.com/Barbara Stanley.
Come join Dr. Pat Thursday, April 19th for a live radio broadcast at Lunch for Your Soul from the beautiful Ivers Banquet Room on Lake Union. Enjoy a delicious lunch with Amazon Herb Teas, network with other conscious guests, browse vendor tables, and listen to master alchemist and aromatherapy expert Mikhail Zayat sharing his wisdom of essential oils. Reserve your seats early by visiting livingwellsanctuary.com. That's livingwellsanctuary.com or call 765-210-9692. Release the negative emotions from your past to bring you your dreams into reality. The Empowering Your Life Seminar transforms the way you think. It helps you remove the blocks that prevent you from doing, having, or changing what you want. Limiting decisions, limiting beliefs, and conflicting values can be eliminated. Call 1-800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com to learn about the May 4th through 6th event in Seattle. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I just want you to know that if you go to the website, www.thedrpatshow.com, you can check out all of our guests coming up this week, including my interview tomorrow with Olivia Newton-John. And we have a fabulous lineup for you as well. So lots that we're talking about this week. And so right now I'm here with Dr. Shoshana Bennett. We're talking about postpartum depression. Her website is www.postpartumdepressionhelp.com. And Dr. Bennett, thanks again for joining us today.
My pleasure.
All right, let's go to the phones. Benny.
Sounds good. Let's bring on one of our callers. It's Colleen from Seattle.
Hi, Colleen. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pat.
How are you? You
Hi,
have
Dr.
a question?
Hi, Colleen. Yeah, I do have a question. My nephew's wife had postpartum depression so bad that she attempted suicide.
Mm-hmm.
I have yet to see her. She lives back in the Midwest. What do I say to her, and how do I approach her? Because I actually want to acknowledge what happened.
Yes. Yes.
But I don't know where to start.
That's a wonderful... First of all, congratulations. I mean, you're clearly somebody who wants to do the right thing, and congratulations for that and seeking information. Is she in therapy now? Has she gotten proper help?
She went to therapy and went just a few times and then quit. This is kind of the Midwest. They don't believe that much in therapy in my family.
Mm-hmm.
I would like that to happen to her, but no.
Do you have a good relationship with her, or have you had in the past?
It's an okay relationship. You know, we're half a country apart, and I see her a couple of times a year.
And do you have a close relationship with your nephew?
Reasonably close, yes.
Okay. I would speak with him first. You know, just as a suggestion, there are a number of right ways to do this, and you have to trust your gut. But I would talk to him first and say, just what you're saying to me. I want to be there for her. I want her to know that I am here to support her. I don't judge her. I want to tell her I know this is not her fault. You know, she's wonderful. I want to be there and give her the emotional support. This is really tough. I don't necessarily know what it is that she's feeling, but I want her to know that I'm here. I mean, just that by itself will be golden to her. So to help her be able to release whatever shame, let her know that, you know, the relatives are not judging, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly that chapter would be really good for you, too, about what to say and what not to say. Would definitely be helpful. But I would speak with your nephew first and just offer to be there. Because what happens is often there are very loving, well-meaning, wonderful people such as yourself not saying anything because they don't know what to say. And they don't know if they're going to say the wrong thing. And that's a mistake. So what you're doing is wonderful. I would call and just offer support. You know, it must feel horrible what you went through. You know, my heart goes out to you. I want to be here for you. Make sure you're getting the help that you need. And, you know, if you want to talk, let's talk. You know, something along that line. Does that help or give you some suggestions?
It does. One of the things that has happened in my family is I've often pushed people to go to therapy, and I've been viewed as meddling.
So you're worried about getting too involved or being thought of as being getting too involved or being meddling? Okay.
Right.
If you do it the way I'm suggesting, it's not, you know, you can't stop somebody from thinking meddling. Sometimes, I mean, I know with my teenager, when they were teenagers, if I would say, hi, how are you? It was meddling. I mean, sometimes, you know, they're going to think what they're going to think. But I still encourage you to say, you know, not to push her to do anything, but just to say, right, I'm here for you, honey, if you'd like to talk. I mean, just to start out doing that.
Okay.
Well, I think somebody's got to take the first step. You
That's
know what
right.
I'm saying, Colleen? And you've already done that.
Right. I don't want to just let it go unacknowledged.
Good.
Because it had to be a horrible time not only for her, but for my nephew and for the kids.
And she still might be suffering. So you don't know. And you know, she's still really, I mean, going a few times to therapy, you know, who knows who she saw or if that person had any kind of specialized training. She can certainly call me. By the way, I do phone consultations with women all over the country. So if she wants to talk to somebody who's been through this, I'd be very happy to chat with her. She's not making any commitment to me at all. You know, she can even email if she wants to make it more anonymous. Okay. Or your nephew can.
Would it be giving her a copy of your book? Would that be an appropriate thing to do?
You bet it would. You bet it would. It's saying to her, I care about you. I want you to get good. You know, here you go. It actually saves you from doing a lot of the talking yourself. It's a gift that can be, I think she'll absolutely appreciate that. And just with a little cover note, I want to be here for you. I want to help you in whatever way I can. And I heard this is a great resource. Be in touch. Love you. That's it.
Okay, so Colleen, you've got a lot of options, including connecting directly with Dr. Bennett. So, wow, this is fabulous.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for taking the action on this,
yes,
because this is really important. You know, what we have been appealing, by the way, to a very small group of the audience, Dr. Bennett. This is what I want to say. We have been appealing to the women themselves.
Yes.
And hereby appealing to them who are caught in guilt and shame,
yes,
it's hard for them to recognize it. So what we're doing today is we're not only appealing to them, but we're appealing to the friends,
yes,
the family,
and loved ones,
the mothers,
right,
the
mm-hmm,
cousins, the cousins-in-law. Because this is how women will get help.
That's correct. Colleen, good for you.
All right,
well, thank you. Dr. Bennett. Thank you, Pat.
All right, have a great day, Colleen. We've got another call. Let's go right to the phones.
Sure, let's bring on Athena from Seattle.
Hey, Athena, welcome to the show.
Hi, Athena.
Hi. You know, all those symptoms that you gave, I can relate to as I'm recovering from PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Which includes depression and anxiety.
You bet. For those who don't know, PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just loving this program because for me, it's like I virtually have no support going through this. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it was so bad for me because of being a victim of violent crimes, mm-hmm, plural crimes, that I wasn't able to work.
Yes. Oh, it can be absolutely debilitating. Was the PTSD, the recurrence of the PTSD, did that have anything to do with having a baby, or was this, you're just saying that you're relating to some of the symptoms that we talked about? Are you also a new mother, for instance, or?
Do you know the question, Athena?
I'm not sure. I'm not clear on that.
Yeah. Are you also postpartum, Athena, or are you just relating to the symptoms that we're talking about,
okay,
regarding
the
postpartum?
Symptoms in general.
Because I think, I'll tell you what, I think women, and I don't have any data on this, but you do, Dr. Bennett,
mm-hmm,
I think the guilt and shame,
yep,
around trauma, around,
yes,
things like postpartum depression,
yes,
I think that just gets a cross-section of women. We're just not really good.
That's right.
And we have been meant to feel shame and guilt. I know my mother was.
Yes, yes. You know. And Athena, I am so glad you called in, because just as Dr. Pat said, I mean, just because you don't necessarily have a diagnosis of postpartum depression doesn't mean that you're also not experiencing these things. And it's interesting because many women who get the diagnosis of postpartum depression really have a lot of PTSD going on.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Are you getting proper help, Athena?
Well, that was my next
yes.
That was the next part. It was kind of like a catch-22. Well, I can't work, so I don't have the money, so I can't get therapy. You know, it's just a catch-22. I feel like I'm caught in this kind of a hopeless void.
Do you have a good mental health? No, there is help for you, Athena. You will be getting help, and you will be fine. I know right now it's probably really hard to have any kind of perspective. Am I right?
I've done a lot on my own.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to think, you know, I'll ever get out of this hole, you know,
right.
but you will. You absolutely will. I know I had PTSD for many years and it was very debilitating.
Hard
to go outside. I mean,
you did?
In fear all the time, flashbacks, you know, horrible nightmares, things like this. Do you have a clinic around you, like a county clinic, mental health clinic?
I've been looking for help for some time.
You have?
I haven't been able to find anything.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I haven't been able to find anything. I do qualify for crime victims compensation.
Good.
So at least that's some hope.
Good. And often they have counselors on board. Maybe you've already looked into this, but if you haven't, you can go directly to them because they're very much in contact with each other. The crime victims associations, and they go by different names depending mm-hmm. on what county you're in, what state you're in, but they are directly connected with mental health staff.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Athena. Thank you so much.
And
we'll get that book out to you as well. You know, Dr. Bennett, the time just goes. Every time you and I get on, I mean, it just zooms by.
Are we done already? Oh, my God.
I know.
How did that happen?
I don't know. But weren't these great questions? Don't we have fabulous listeners?
Wonderful callers.
And that's what I want to say is, you know, there are many people maybe listening to this show and saying, you know what, I've already had my kids. But this really is about a bigger mission. It's about getting the word out so we can help women truly live in a place of empowerment and not in a place of shame and guilt. And I want to thank you for helping with that today.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me, Dr. Pat. This is wonderful.
All right, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. We've got another great show. Don't forget, Olivia Newton-John, 7 o'clock on Voice America tomorrow morning. And Dolly May is going to be in the house. We're going to get a little joy going on here. And I'll be on Interfaith Talk Radio tonight at 5. Dr. Shoshona Bennett, you rock. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily